This program originally aired Memorial Day, May 25th, 2020.
This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Hi, Mark. This is Scott, the banker for your escrow. I just found out that the buyer's down payment is coming from a lawsuit that he won from his last realtor. Just thought you'd like to know.
There you go. Just what you want to know. The intricacies of real estate, you never know what's going to come up and tap you on the shoulder. Welcome. Thank you for tuning in to your local Santa Barbara Realtor. I'm here with Talent on Loan from the California Association of Realtors. Got a great guest today. Last week, a guest from Hawaii talked about real estate in Hawaii. Today, an Arizona realtor, specifically in the neighborhood of Scottsdale and Phoenix. Brent Banger will join me in the second segment. The fourth segment's the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales weekly. Year to date, we'll take a look at in the first segment. And of course, tracking sales, pending sales, what opened escrow. For the week ending March 13th, when local real estate shifted dramatically, no caravans, no open houses, that's the only mention of the COVID virus that we deal with. So that's that. Do want to have a nice memory of my father walking down Gramatin Avenue in Mount Vernon, New York on Memorial Day. He was a proud World War II veteran. I still have his hat, one of those little, not a regular army hat with a brim, but the one that just folds and you just kind of wear at an angle on your head, a kind of a cloth one. I have his Eisenhower jacket. His kid brother went into the Korean War. I have his army jacket and his pants and his shirt. So I've got some 80-year-old army issued clothing, and the quality and the wool is just amazing. So if you have a friend or family member that served in the military and you lost them, we want to thank you for your sacrifice. I had my uncles and other uncles from my mother's side. They were all in the war. They all came back, thankfully, but many did not. And so that's why we celebrate Memorial Day, right? What did they initially call it? Decoration Day back in the Civil War. They used to started with the flowers to decorate the graves of the soldiers, something like that. Well, it's a big day. Okay. Let's take a look at, so through March 13, 2020, the real estate market here in the South Coast, Carpenter Goleta, was humming along. And we were averaging 20.6 opened escrows per week, single family, Carpenter Goleta. Then suddenly, the first week, and there's been 10 weeks since, we only opened 13. Then 8, then 9, then 7, then 9. So 4 weeks in a row of single digit opened escrows after having averaged 20.6. opened up escrows through March 13th. But then we went to 13, 14, then 19, 18, 17. So the last 5 weeks, we've averaged 16.2 pendings per week. So a little bit of an uptick. Overall, in the last 10 weeks, averaged just under 13 pendings per week. Yes, a big drop from 20.6. But frankly, when all this started, I didn't think we'd be doing that much business. So I think it's a welcome surprise. Again, in the fourth segment, we'll take a look at specifics of the last week and new listings and pending and sold. Before I do year-to-date sales, would like to mention that kind of made a joke last week. I had sent a listing to a buyer and asked him what TV theme song I was singing when I looked at the photos. And he replied, the Flintstones. So that was it. So then during the Saturday's broadcast, I got a phone call from a fellow agent who just heard that And she wanted to know which property it was. And she asked if it was one on Bedrock, which I had forgotten about. And then she said that she thinks that there might not be a house there built yet. It might be a new development. But that was very clever. I had forgotten about Bedrock, but that was not the answer. And I sent her the listing. So meet the Flintstones. What else do we have? Hot properties. We're going to take a look at some hot properties. You know what? I forgot last week to mention today in history. On May 18th, Abraham Lincoln nominated for the presidency, 1860. And then on the same day, May 18th in 1861, a newspaper prints scathing report about First Lady Mary Todd Lincoln. So not much has changed in 150, 160 years. Then also, we had on May 25th, 1861, a week later, President Lincoln suspends the writ of habeas corpus during the Civil War. Maybe he did it because of the scathing report about the First Lady on May 18th, 1861. And May 25th, Star Wars opened in 1977. Chinese government removes ban on Shakespeare, which was interesting because the week before, May 18th, 1989, 1 million protesters take to the streets in Beijing. That led to the June 4th, 1989 Tiananmen Square confrontation. May 25th, 1935, Babe Ruth hits his last home run. 1895, Oscar Wilde is sent to prison for indecency. And finally, in May 25th, 1995, the ashes of 71-year-old George Swanson are placed in the driver's seat of his 1984 white Corvette, and he was buried in Pennsylvania. I wonder if that's legal or in some states. I don't think it's legal if you're Jewish. I think you can do that. I think it's written in the Torah, you have to leave your Corvette to your son. Okay, let's take a look at year-to-date sales. This is through May 22nd, 2020. And the median price for single family, Carpticolita, year to date, $1,337,250. Now, last year at this time, it was $1,003,000 year to date. And in 2018, it was almost $1,003,000, $1,295,000. 2017, $1,250,000. And then 2016, $1,250,000. But last year, $1,003,000, we ended up at $1,316,000 last year for the entire year, 2019, $1,316,500. So here we are year to date, $1,337,250. We're 2.6% higher in the median than last year's year to date. However, the number of sales, 314 sales, we're down 18% in the number of sales compared to last year's 385 sales through May 22nd, 2019, 385 dropped to 314. To give you perspective, in 2018, we had 380 sales. But in the previous years, 2017, 2016, 2015, going back those 3 years, it was over 400 sales through May 22nd, 2020. So generally, starting in 2018, we went down in the number of sales compared to 2015, 2016, and 2017. So still, 314 sales is a big drop, 18% drop in the number of sales so far year to date. But as mentioned in the pendings sales, we're trying to bring that back up, but obviously still lower than the average pending sales through March 13th. So remains to be seen. Big changes going on. State Street over the weekend of May 23rd. I attended a UCSB webinar on the 21st, May 21st, and Paul Casey was talking about, we're thinking we're gonna try to open up State Street to pedestrians only so restaurants can put their tables outside. And the next thing I know, everything's open outside and indoor dining as well. It wasn't even mentioned. So that was a surprise. Things are changing. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. That never changes. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. If you don't find me here, you can always find me at radiorealestate.com, radiorealestate.com. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back with a real estate agent who's sitting in Scottsdale, Arizona. And we're on the same time frame this time of year. And we're going to find out why people move to Arizona, Scottsdale, Phoenix, what you can buy there. And stay tuned. You'll be right back.